Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In Lent, more than any other time in the church year, we are to see an emphasis on warfare. First Sunday, Invocavit, to call on the Lord in warfare as Jesus endures Satan's attacks and warfare for you. Last Sunday, Reminishir, remember his mercy as we struggle and wrestle against the Lord in our life of warfare. And another demon possession was there. But today, oculi, to see rightly, the warfare of demons, evil man against our Lord who casts out a demon, then accused of being demonic. He rebukes them, and then we get a little story and a warning. A story of a strong man, Satan. He guards his palace because it is stolen. But Jesus, the stronger man, invades the devil's palace. And that invasion began at the incarnation. Jesus enters the world to do combat. Thus a stronger man, God in flesh, who will show his strength in sacrifice, show his almighty power by his passion and giving himself into death to disarm, defeat Satan. Satan, a defeated enemy, but like a mortally wounded snake can still strike, kill, and lashes out. Jesus then warns us, there are no empty houses, no neutral countries in war. If you are not with him, you're against him, and the consequence is eternal. If a demon is cast out of the body, but not the soul, it will come back with a vengeance. If not, in one's lifetime, the demon waits to take them when they die. The Lord isn't merely sparing the man from a demon's control over his mouth. He gives life, in which Satan, demons cannot have you. So oculi Sunday, to see rightly, there are demonic powers at work. And if our eyes were open, we would see it all at work in our world with terrifying intensity. I said 2 weeks ago, which bears repeating, if people truly saw the evil forces against them, their family, no one would miss church or live without a Bible close to them. That Satan, demons in warfare to destroy you and all you love. The demons are to be respected but not feared. They have no claim over you so long as you abide in Christ. If his word is in your ears, heart, upon your tongue, they must depart. Their main power is lying, and they hate the truth. Jesus says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Yeah, keep it. Not just as we often understand, to obey. But the word here is guard. Guard. The word of God with all your might. Be armed in this warfare with Scripture. You know, it's 250 years ago, this very day, Patrick Henry spoke the words, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Inspired a nation in warfare against a tyrant. And how much greater is our cause in spiritual warfare? How much more powerful the words that we have been given? I mean, do not underestimate, dear imitator of Christ, how the Lord would have you serve in his warfare, of what the Lord would have each of you, each day, May you impact, inspire so many lives of those around you as a child of the light. You heard St. Paul, he writes, let no one deceive you with empty words, that Satan loves much talk about God. Oh, so much that you find out there about spiritual things, and even in churches, with no talk of repentance, no cross, no objective truth of our bodies, of life, of marriage, no talk of sacraments, which Jesus commands. Satan loves that. Be on your guard. And Jesus casts out demons. Look what it says there. By the finger of God. Jesus invokes this finger of God. Jesus speaks, reality happens. Still today. The finger of God creates and upholds the universe. The finger of God casts out demons. The finger of God is attached to the hand, the nail to a cross, bringing forth the sacrifice that saves you from the power of the devil, from death. You see the finger of God here at work today with Constance, as in your baptism, to open, unmute you, open ears and mouth to confess him. The finger of God points to the altar, as the Lord himself says, this is my body, this is my blood. You have eternal life. Here is the most sure thing in your life, the certainty. The kingdom of God has come upon you. And what an incredible epistle today. Be imitators. What is proper among the saints? I mean, look at that great Ephesians reading and repent. Look at it. And live intentionally Christian. And there's no other confession so places Christ at the center of all that it teaches and confesses, as the scriptures do. Live intentionally Lutheran. I mean, this is more than action. As that reading fills you with so much to do, be imitators is your identity. You're baptized, a disciple of Jesus. And that epistle starts, therefore. Therefore what? The verse right before it. Be kind, compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. You are a people of forgiveness. Do the words kind, compassionate always describe you? Shame on you. Shame on us all. Consider how you treat others. I mean, think about forgiveness. God doesn't forgive you because you're usually nice, you're good people. No. You don't deserve forgiveness. Yet it's overflowing in abundance to you. So then, you forgive. You forgive especially as they do not deserve it. Because none of us deserve it. The introit. My eyes are ever toward the Lord. As being a disciple of Jesus, it is not an intellectual exercise, but an all-encompassing way of life. Live intentionally Christian. Lutheran, or who else dares to believe, teach, confess, practice as the church always has, without adding or subtracting to God's word. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and guard it. So consider today's gospel. Christ overcomes the stronger man, Satan. Alone you have no power, but you are not alone. You are not isolated and afflicted. You are in Christ. So you are never alone in life's struggles, warfare against the devil, against the pattern of this world, against your own sinful flesh. Your eyes ever toward the Lord. And there's no elaborate or mysterious method to this. The devil is turned away by the name of Jesus, the Word of God, the image of Jesus, the body and blood of Jesus. Live intentionally Christian. Put up a crucifix. Receive the blessed sacrament. You drive away the devil from your home, your person, your family by scripture, prayer, speaking the holy name. These things are the armor against evil. Even joy in dark times. Do not be partakers of evil. Flee from demonic things. Here. With sound doctrine, practice. It stands against the lies of demons, and the kingdom of God has come upon you. As today with Constance in baptism, you are safe. Walk as a baptized child that the light of the world has called you to be. You are made holy. You are a saint. Live as such. By the finger of God. The kingdom of God has come upon us. In the name of Jesus, amen.